Madam Vice President, Ghana aligns with the statement delivered by the NAM. We commend the members of the expert mechanism on the right to development for their valuable work towards advancing this important pillar of human rights. My delegation is particularly hopeful that the upcoming 10th session of the expert mechanism will give further impetus to the positive momentum generated so far. Madam Vice President, as we all know, the right to development encompasses every aspect of our development endeavor, including the realization of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, as well as human rights in its entirety. Ghana believes that to fully realize the right to development, there is a need to build greater trust in the multilateral system, and this will require additional efforts on the part of every actor at the national, regional, and global level. In this respect, Ghana calls for renewed urgency to be accorded issues pertaining to enhanced scientific, digital, and cultural cooperation, fair trade, inclusive and equitable economic growth, debt relief, equitable access to financing, as well as climate financing for loss and damage. Madam Vice President, in conclusion, we appeal to the Council to speak with one voice regarding the urgency to actively promote the right to development, given that people's lives, health, well-being, safety, and security depends on it. I thank you, Madam Vice President.